This is the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Caitlin Howard, and with me is Russell Ray, editor of the Journal Record. It's good to have you here today, Russell.
It's good to be here, Caitlin. Thanks for having me.
So this week, I'd like to discuss a story from your reporter, Daisy Krager. She writes about a recent market report from a national nonprofit trade association that ranked Oklahoma in the top 10 for solar energy potential, but near the bottom for actually adding new solar capacity in 2018. Can you elaborate on this?
You bet. Oklahoma was indeed among the worst in its effort to add new solar PV capacity last year. The state ranked number 43 among all 50 states in new installations. That's according to the latest market report from the Solar Energy Industries Association. Now, the irony is that Oklahoma is one of the best places in the country for solar generation. The state actually has the sixth greatest potential for solar power development in the country.
Now, this 2018 ranking by the organization reflects a decline from the previous year because in 2017, the Solar Energy Industries Association ranked us 31st in the nation. Could you put these figures into perspective for us?
Sure. According to Daisy's story, a single solar project can make a big difference in new capacity year to year. So that's because the state builds very few installations each year. In California and Texas, it's a much different story. One or two big solar projects in either of those states would have less of an impact on their rankings since those states have already invested heavily in solar. Last year, OG&E completed a 10-megawatt solar farm in Covington. The project was SunPower's first large-scale solar project in the state.
And in 2010, there was a push in the state for increased power generation from renewable sources since the state's legislature enacted the Oklahoma Energy Security Act. Its goal was to generate at least 15% of the state's electricity through renewable sources by 2015.
That's right. The measure called for using more wind, solar, geothermal, and conservation tools. The measure also promoted the development of natural gas for power generation, which complements the fluctuations of intermittent power supplies such as wind and solar.
In one of our State Impact Oklahoma reports from 2015, the same year we were supposed to meet those goals, it was reported that our solar energy policies were still lacking. It also adds that Oklahomans are less likely to seek out new energy sources and pay for the related technology since we have some of the cheapest power in the country. But Dan Witten, who's the Solar Energy Industries Association's Vice President of Public Affairs, suggests in Daisy's article that these issues related to cost versus benefit are starting to look up.
That's right, yes. The Solar Association said solar power was much more expensive a decade ago, so it made a lot of sense at that time for developers and power producers to invest in other more affordable sources of generation. Today, it's a much different story. Today, solar is more competitive, and energy storage is quickly becoming a very viable technology, which makes wind and solar more practical.
And before I let you go, Russell, I want to bring up another article from Daisy about renewable energy. She writes that the world's largest wind power producer, NextEra Energy, plans to build a wind farm near Enid.
That's right. It's a 250-megawatt, 90-turbine wind farm. The turbines are from GE, and it's expected to be operational by the end of this year.
Russell Ray is editor of the Journal Record. Thanks for your time today, Russell.
My pleasure, Caitlin. Thank you.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can follow us both on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News. You'll find links to the stories we discussed during this episode at journalrecord.com, and this conversation, along with previous episodes of the Business Intelligence Report, are available on our website, kgou.org. While you're there, you can check out other features and podcasts produced by KGOU and our State Impact Reporting Team. This includes the latest Capitol Insider report about how lawmakers have once again failed to meet the legal deadline to fund public education and the Stitt administration's plan for more state agency audits. For KGUU and the Business Intelligence Report, I'm Caitlin Howard.